Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos Pro Block Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Got some ticket text, 248-539-9797. Brian Kelly fired by LSU. Does he make sense for MSU? And Guff making the case he makes sense for Michigan. Ticket texter says, Kelly in the introductory press conference. What up, Doe? What are some other ways that Brian Kelly would like fake ingratiate himself to either of the schools?
I don't know. Would he play Josh Groban underneath?
You raise me up. Don't do that.
Go ahead.
I want to see Brian Kelly at Hash Bash.
Hey, guys, I was just hanging out in the Diag with the Zingermans. What up, Doe?
Yeah.
In the press conference, they'd have the banner up, and he'd run through it to the podium.
Yeah. Bring back the naked mile.
Yikes.
Start at Rick's.
Someone did want to defend that Kelly has never developed a quarterback. Jaden Daniels won a Heisman at LSU with Brian Kelly.
Yes, good point.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, John. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, take that.
Yeah, how quickly we forget. But again, I'll say, okay, yeah, okay, great. He won a Heisman.
He got Daniels. Did he win? Daniels got drafted over JJ.
Did he win? What did they win?
Oh, not a lot. No.
Not enough.
That's the whole point of playing the game.
No, but at Notre Dame, he had some 12-win season, played for a national title.
Right, and yeah, obviously no conference.
Yes.
So we don't know if he can win a conference.
I truly believe this is an example of a guy got way in over his head, didn't know what he was completely getting into down there, and tried to fake it with the accent thing to begin with.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a terrible fit. This one says, 0% desire from Spartan Nation to hire Brian Kelly. He killed a student. We're good. Yeah, there's that.
Great.
I hope Michigan State gets Brian Kelly. Jonathan Smith is woefully generic, like Spartan brand cereal, stale and cheap. I had no idea why someone as smart as John thinks Sharon is any good. He's legit worse than Tommy Amaker.
That's going far.
Yeah.
Now, hey, did Brian Kelly ever cheat?
Not that you can prove.
Sharon's been suspended multiple times.
Yeah.
His own university. So this wasn't like...
Okay, my whole thing, if university did, the NCAA would have. That's not great.
That's a Michigan talking point.
No, is that Michigan shouldn't be doing the NCAA's job for them. That's my point.
Oh, okay. Look, I think if you have some reservations about Sharon, I think we could have those calls and those conversations. The two biggest games they played this year, they lost both. It's a bumpy ride for Bryce. We'll see how it ends, right? Do they beat Ohio State again? Does Bryce click at some point? But I have a hard time believing that they're going to pull the plug. It's why we said like a 0% chance of this happening.
Right. They're not.
Yeah, I'm using the one shocking coaching hire in my life, change, firing, and hiring, and Rick Carlisle and Larry Brown. And I know that we've got these texts that there was animosity a little bit with Carlisle in terms of how he was behaving behind the scenes in the Pistons organization. But when you talk about his results in such a short amount of time to a basketball team who had been dormant and nobody cared about, And then they decided to fire him because somebody else was better.
Text says, you can tell John does not like Gov. At least not today. Is this the worst take he's had in your mind?
Well, I keep looking to see if anyone says, hey, Gov, that sounds like a good idea.
Now, in fairness, we did this earlier in the show and there was a few.
But I'm not seeing it on Twitch. Now, I don't see the text messages until you guys read them, but I haven't seen one in support of this idea.
Well, I did tell you in the break, you were giving me a glare that kind of was making me a little scared.
Well, I'm not a huge Brian Kelly fan.
I know you aren't.
He may not be on the same level as some other coaches, James Franklin or Scott Frost, but you do have to think about how does he fit with the universe. If he didn't fit in LSU, like he kind of did seem like a good fit at Notre Dame. It was his choice to leave, and I don't think he's a good fit at Michigan.
See, I think Notre Dame and Michigan are similar in that they present this, we do things right, and all that stuff, and I think he knows the Michigan program very well. Look, I would argue that LSU might be the toughest coaching job in the SEC. I think it is a very just they've always just been very like impatient.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'd point out the last three head coaches prior to Brian Kelly won national titles. It's not like the pressure is for no good reason. They will fund you. They will show up. They will show out. It's a hostile environment. And the last three guys won national titles. Like, they've kind of backed it up.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to get two phone calls in here, and I wanted to read a couple ticket texts because some of these are hilarious. One of them made fun of your Intel comment and said, let's slow down Woodward and Bernstein. And then the other one said,
jeez.
The other one said, is this your Bregman?
Oh, yeah. Well, yep. Yeah, it compared to, yeah.
No, this is...
Kelly to Gov is what Bregman is to Costa.
Kelly.
Your Bregman is kind of like... that's going to get the one big free agent fit that truly... I agree that this is outlandish, but I do believe it. I believe Michigan football would be better off with Brian Kelly as their head coach than Sherrone Moore.
Let's get to the phones. Brian in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Gov, I love you, but that's a crackhead statement.
Brian, way to come in hot. I appreciate it.
Brian, before you get to your take, because I'm sure it's going to be great, I'm a little sad that this is the first time we're hearing from you in a while here.
I'll be running around all day in the morning and stuff. But listen, Brian Kelly is a coach that does nothing but make excuses about everything that goes bad. It's always somebody else's fault with him. At Notre Dame, that's why he left whatever excuse he had to leave there to go to LSU. He's not all that talent he got at LSU, and you're talking about the quarterback. The quarterback they got now is supposed to be a Heisman candidate. They benched him Saturday. But you're trying to act like why he couldn't win with the quarterback he got now. You think he's going to come to Michigan State? If he comes to Michigan State, he's not going to get the talent that LSU get. So what's going to be the excuse then?
No, I'm saying Michigan, Brian. Not Michigan State, Michigan.
Michigan's not hiring that clown. Ellie, he is a clown, Gus. He makes all this. Listen, the moment a man goes to another state and starts using a phony accent, you know he has no character and he's a bozo. And he lose anyway. Look, he got fired. They gave that man $50 million to get the heck out of town. Bro, don't even come back to the office. We'll send your stuff wherever you want to. It'll be a horrible hire. Let's give Sherrone Moore a chance. Let's see what he do, then make your judgment. Just to say that Brian Kelly be a better hire, that's a crackhead statement, bro. There's no proof in what you're saying. What a national championship at with him.
He's been to it.
Been to it don't count. all the excuses he made, man, he has to win the championship. The way he walked, the way the people talk about him, the way he walk around as if he the greatest thing ever – no national championship.
Look, you can call him a clown if you want. And yeah. The accent was cringe. Guy won D2 titles. I know they're only D2 titles. Then he went to CMU, won there. Went to Cincy, went 12-0. Won to Notre Dame. I had a 12-1 season, 11-1 season, played for a national title. The guy's a damn good coach. And it's why if I was MSU, I certainly wouldn't be looking the other way.
Yeah.
You're about to have an opening. I mean,
here's another opening press conference comment. I could see Brian Kelly coming to Michigan and calling Ann Arbor the Motor City.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Yeah,
I'm proud of myself. I got Brian to come out of the cave. Brian's been in hiding since the Lions turned things around. So.
I'll have to listen back to that, but we might need that. Gov, you're a crackhead as a drop.
We do.
I love that he called Kelly a clown and I'm a crackhead. That makes me worse than Brian Kelly. I'm not too fond of that.
Yeah, you haven't played for a national title. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Rob in Brighton. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, guys, I know you're probably up against it, but I rarely agree with caller Brian. Gov, you've said some crazy things this morning. And one, I think that you said LSU fans are unrealistic. Jim took my talking point. The three previous coaches won national titles and SEC titles. Brian hasn't done that. Secondly, there was a big scandal in 2012 and 2013 at Notre Dame where they had to vacate 20-some wins. And they, technically, according to the record books, they didn't even play in the 2012 national title game because there was a student athletic trainer that helped guys pass tests, and that was under Brian Kelly. And he had to vacate. He already is the most winningest coach in Notre Dame. He would have had 21 more victories to add to that that got vacated.
Good pull.
We're talking
about
cultural,
that.
Cultural fit, guys. I mean, he is awful. He is, like, coming from, like, a Notre Dame through and through, he is not a good person. Secondly, look at what all of his former players say about him. I mean, if you're going, if you're saying for Michigan State, going from Jonathan Smith to Brian Kelly, I think that's worse. I mean, I would rather have Jonathan Smith.
Rob. We did have a guy call in who's a former player way back when that had his back. I you're going to tell me Jonathan Smith's a better coach than Brian Kelly, that Michigan State would be going?
No, that's not what I said. No, what I'm saying is you don't want Brian Kelly. Like,
okay.
I mean, Clark Lee from Vanderbilt. I think that would be someone that they should go after. Summerall from Tulane, go after him.
Sure. Brett Key from Georgia Tech, who Jay Batt worked with back when he was in Atlanta. Like, there are candidates out there for Michigan State to consider. That's why, like, I think they should be in the mix here. For as much as people will be scared away from all the job openings and how expensive the carousel will be, I think there's going to be good coaches out there. And for Michigan State, you have a chance to re-energize your program.
Last thing on this, I'm not falling victim to crediting Ed Orgeron for that national championship that much. To me, he was the most irrelevant coach to win a championship except for Barry Switzer in 1995.
The roster that he inherited, especially if you look back now, ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, Brian Kelly's a better coach than Ed Orgeron. That's a fact.
Ed O won a national, won an Emmy.
Maybe State should get Ed O.
I do think it could be funny.
What up, Joe?
Great job being here at East Lansing with the Michigan State Spartans. Go green.
Do the car dealer
yeah, but you'd have to
there?
Change how you spell go. It would be G-E-A-U-X.
Go green.
Goo.
Goo green. It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.